trying to be Rivesian.
JCA Mobile monitoring.
HKX, where are you mobiling to, Richard?
In the hallway to get another cup of coffee.
Beat Miss Sally down to the office.
He's mobiling for me.
This morning?
No, it's funny. I was actually online, but I didn't realize that the volume was turned down until just now.
That sometimes, I know on here, when I turn my radio down, when I go to deal with customers, I'll forget to turn it back up sometimes.
Hey, last night when you checked into Thermal Belt, were you at home when you first checked in? Because you were, like, loud and clear, a little bit of scratchiness, but then I think Chad or somebody asked you again if you were home, but then we didn't hear anything but a click.
I was at home. I don't know. Sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. I don't know what to say.
Hey, God, I think that's the first time I heard you on that machine. So, you got a busy day ahead of you?
I hope so, but we'll see.
Good morning, N4.
Shane, KA3JCA.
Shane, I'm guessing you're at home already.
About 10 more minutes, maybe 5 minutes, depending on how fast I drive.
You're sleepy, so be careful out there.
Trying to fight a little chest cold, I think. Been fighting it the last couple days, so. And yeah, I am sleepy too. It was a long night.
Careful on into the house. Richard, you and Miss Sally, have a good day, and I will talk to y'all down the log. I'm actually sitting here in the parking lot, need to go in the shop, so. I'm gonna go in here and get this day rolling. Y'all take care and be careful. 73 KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Patrick KA3JCA, and yeah, last I talked to you, Shane, you was sitting on the wall waiting to go out. KA3JCA.
We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK. Yeah, they held me till after 10 last night. I sat there for a little over 2 hours, but that's all right. They were paying me, but I wasn't sleepy then. Otherwise, I would have taken a nap.
I don't know. Maybe that's me. I have no problem. I can sit there, and I don't know if it's just because, one, my age, but when you sit in the power chair like I do all the time, I literally, Sally will go to the doctor's office, and we'll sit there, and it's like I'll get in and get situated where I'm out of the way, and I like kind of lay my chin down forward, and boom, I'm out like a light within a couple of minutes.
I had purposely laid down to try to take a nap. I'm sure I would have fallen asleep, but I was just doing other stuff. There was a lot going on, and, you know, I checked into the net. I got out and walked around a little bit, kind of stretched my legs. And so I can usually, I usually don't have any problem falling asleep if I just lay down, but, you know, sometimes I feel like I need to lay down. Other times I'm sitting there, and the next thing I know, I'm asleep, or I can say, let me just take a little nap, and I usually don't have a problem doing it.
Okay. Oh, I'm starting to yawn already. You know, I was up early, and then I was telling Patrick I didn't hear anybody, and I didn't think anything of it. I was doing some other stuff, and then I just realized that the volume on my radio had been turned down, because usually I hear the guys on there like 5:30.
The volume down too because my wife is on the way to work. Beth and I were talking Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. Usually we talk a little bit if I'm working, and it's usually about the time everybody's on the radio. So either that or I'm too far out and I can't get in.
I have to break down and put you a hot spot in that truck.
And what I need to do is just say, hey Beth, I'm going to go talk to my friends. Well, I'll see you later. See how that goes over.
I learned that a long time ago from my brother. He said, Richard, I said, as long as you have a happy wife, you'll have a happy life. So I just try to and Sally's in the background agreeing with me. So, but yeah, I thought that was a cute little thing.
Heard it. I guess so. But imagine if you flip that around. If you tried to say, you know, as long as you have a happy husband, everything will be good. But then people would say, well, that husband's kind of abusive then, isn't he? Or kind of mean. So it just doesn't work that way, does it?
Here, Sally's back in here.
Nope.
Yelling, nope, nope, nope. So he's almost on the way home. Hold on, I'll pass the mic on to Sally, KA3JCA.
KA4JCA.
Good to hear you this morning. I hope you have a great day at work. And just stay happy so Richard can have a good life, okay?
I'll try. I am usually a happy person.
Where you always sound like you are, so it's good to hear you this morning. A little chest cold, I believe. And been coughing just a little bit, trying to keep it under control. I don't want to get sick, you know.
Well, I can tell, you get better.
I'm just about home. I'm going to take a quick shower and crawl into bed and try to go to sleep. I was just telling Richard I could sleep just about anywhere except when I'm really tired and I need to sleep. Then usually I have trouble.
Ran down to take care of a few things real quick and come back on the radio. But alrighty. Well, you're getting ready to pull in the driveway, or you're home now, or whatever. But I'll let this be the final there, Shane, and we'll both say goodbye here. Go ahead.
Bye, Shane.
KA3JCA with KA4JCA. Get some rest there, bud.
Sally, have a good day. Good to hear both of you this morning, and I will try. Yeah, I'm just pulling in the driveway right now, so we'll talk to you later. KA3JCA, KA4JCA, N4ZLK. Have a good day.
4PXB.
N4ZLK. You probably heard I'm pulling in the driveway, so I just wanted to say good morning to you.
Well, also I was going to add one statement to that where it says, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. If daddy ain't happy, nobody cares.
Have a good one. N4ZLK.
And rest well, KO4PXB.
PXB, KA3JCA. You got a chuckle out of my wife on that one there, Lloyd. She really liked that saying.
And the best part about that, it is definitely true.
One out there too, and I was just on the tip of my tongue, but it, you know, lists like rule number one this, and about the wife being right, and this, and like there's two or three rules, and if all else fails, refer back to rule number one or something like that. So yeah, we've seen some of these little sayings like on coffee cups.
Yeah, those are definitely good ones. One, you know, just kind of makes you wonder who thought of these things and were smart enough to put them on paper and market them.
I don't know if you ever watched that movie Forrest Gump, but you remember he was running and he was all muddy and dirty, and he used that guy's yellow shirt to wipe his face, and when the guy opened it up, it had that yellow smiley face with the circle and stuff, and then all of a sudden this guy's selling these shirts everywhere. Kind of gives you an idea.
Yep, and it also, he made a comment of that on that it happens. So they also put that on the T-shirt.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
The movie was definitely a full of little quips like that because it makes you wonder, you know, of how they tried to put all that story together like that.
Funny, and when I worked for Disney, and they start doing the storytelling, and they get the timelines and everything, and everybody's like scattered around the room, and they got pictures on the wall, and how the story goes, and everybody just starts throwing out ideas, and boom, it just all comes together.
That's definitely the purpose of a sounding board.
Oh, gosh. I'm waiting. She's getting me my second cup of coffee this morning. You on your way to Spartanburg already? KA3JCA.
Coming up on the Duncan Welford exit right now.
Alrighty. Well, don't forget, just on your way home one day, if you got time, stop by and we'll take care of that handheld for you.
I'm probably going to put it in the, depends on what your plans on for tomorrow evening, I'll probably put it in the truck and it will go from there if that works for you.
Tuesdays is actually good because Sally gets off at 5 and then she goes to her mom to visit her mom for a couple hours. So that gives me a little bit more time to have ham radio friends stop by. Because the rest of the week, I usually, when I get off at 5, I try to spend it with her.
What kind of business do you do from home?
Oh, my wife, they allow her to work at home because she's my health care provider and so forth like that. But so what I do is, you know, I'm here and she's here to help me. And then usually by the time she goes over to her mom's house on Wednesday, Ashley's usually home from work, too, to help if I need any assistance.
I'm not sure if you did any kind of computer programming or anything like that. Because when you mentioned that you're off at 5, it was like you actually did some kind of work from home.
Right? Yeah, no, I'm off all the time. My wife will tell you that, too. But I tell her I work hard every day. I sit here and I guard the house all day while she's at work across the hallway.
Tough job. Somebody's got to do it.
Listen to you. I try to tell her that. She tell me no, that's no excuse.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Women don't listen to men. Men have to listen to the women. You know, but it's not reciprocated most of the time.
100%. So, alrighty. Well, I'm gonna let you finish your trip there to work, sir. She actually just brought me my second cup of coffee. She's actually getting her first, and we're gonna sit here and talk and drink it before she has to be to work here at 8:00. It was nice talking to you, Lloyd. KO4PXB KA3JCA.
All right, sir. Y'all have a great day. And the reason I was asking, you know, about work, because one of my friends that, you know, got disabled and stays home pretty much all the time, he actually got the certificate to do the online coding, and all kind of doctor's offices and places send him the paperwork, and he does all their medical coding like that, and he pretty much stays busy all day long doing that.
So look at that. Does it pay pretty good, or because I'm also, because I'm on disability, I'm limited to how much money I can to make additional.
If you probably looked around for these smaller offices that are only open a couple days a week, then you probably wouldn't exceed the allowed amount that you're allowed to make. So just have to look around and see and work with the place and see if they, you know, would go with that on doing some coding like that.
I'll definitely have to look in that. My wife does something similar to that. She works for a company that does medical, like Medicare, not Medicaid, but medical people that sign up with a business. So, like, if you worked for a company and you go to pick your health care package, she doesn't actually talk to the client, but she actually will, like, review your application. She has to do a lot of checks and balances to make sure you're in the right county and the right address, and you don't really owe any money to the company from a previous time and all that stuff like that. And then she'll process the request, and then it goes through a series of events, but that's what she does. And so, you know, a lot of it applies to the medical and the HIPAA stuff, too.
definitely, I can foresee dealing with anything medical this day and time frame would be beyond a full-time job.
And then to top it off, I saw on the news last night a bunch of nurses are going on strike, I think in upstate New York. I think that's where it said. I may be wrong, but yeah, there a bunch of them are trying to go on strike.
It's KO4PXB. For what reason?
That they were picketing, and I had something come up last night when I was... I had it on in the background, and between the time I was watching it and my daughter and my wife came in, and everybody started talking. It's like, I'm trying to listen to the news, but I missed it. So you saw them all outside picketing. Let me see if I can bring it up on the internet real quick and see if it, what it says.
It is definitely a true fact that nobody in the healthcare system makes enough money, but you know, you also don't put the health of, you know, the people that are, you know, that you're required to take care of or need to take care of, you know, put their life at risk by not being there.
Now, this is weird. I see everything from September and October, but I don't see anything as of like yesterday's date, which is odd.
Complaint was about short staffing, having to work extreme hours because of short staffing, and low pay. They just threw the pay issue in there because they weren't getting paid overtime. So, good morning, fellas. KN4, VWA.
Here, Lloyd's in here too, KA3JCA.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think that's pretty much the way it goes with any job this day and time frame. A lot of hours would definitely, the amount of hours doesn't offset the pay.
A lot of people got out of healthcare with the cutting people to fill the positions short. And so anyhow, the people that were left, you know, just they had to buck up and fill the hours. So a lot of those people up here are working double shifts and doing it on a regular basis, and you know, I can kind of see where the employers kind of caught short because they can't get people, but yet, you know, they're not paying the folks that they do have in a manner to keep them going.
I actually just found it. It was in New York. More than 7,000 nurses in two major cities walked off the job yesterday. Like you said, shortage, staffing, burnout, ability to properly care for patients, and of course, pay.
On a brighter note, are you ready to take your extra?
Still watching the videos for that and taking the practice test online from the AARL site. So probably within about a month or two, I should be ready.
Well, there you go. Well, have you found yourself a, what is it you were actually looking for? A mobile HF or a home-based HF?
A home one, Clay, because when I'm in the truck, I'm only here in the truck normally about 45 minutes, so, and I don't want to have to be kind of scanning around for the HF. I know you can put stations in. So as it stands for right now, definitely get one for the, for my home, and then look later on for the one for my truck, because it would definitely require a different type of antenna for the one for my truck.
Roger. Well, did you look up that 950 I told you about?
Didn't. Like I said, I've just been busy with work, and then my daughter was sick, so that was pretty much was what I was been dealing with for, you know, for the past couple, you know, probably at least a week. She's been sick and just beyond cranky, and so it's like taking care of her, working during the day, and then taking care of her at night, along with me and my wife, we're tag teaming her and taking care of her. She's doing better. Like I said, she was just not sleeping well and just fussing pretty much most of the night.
How old is she?
3 years old. She might make it to four. No, I'm just kidding. She's a good baby.
Just kind of scanning that article there and so forth like that. So, all righty. Well, Lloyd, listen, you have a good day at work today, sir. And like I said, we'll be on here throughout the day, and hopefully you'll get a chance to stop by tomorrow to let me program that 878 for you there. And then maybe if Steve's around this way today or tomorrow, if he wants to stop by, we'll look at programming his 578 and his 878.
Are Tuesday nights okay for you, Richard?
Tuesday nights okay with you?
It's okay. It's just I was telling Lloyd that a lot of times at 5 o'clock, I don't work, but when Sally gets off work at 5, we just spend time together. But I mean, it's not like we're killing the whole night or anything like that. But yeah, if you want to stop by on Tuesday night, that's fine.
Okay. Well, we're tentatively planned for this coming Tuesday night then, because Wednesday nights I go to church, and I remember you saying that you guys are kind of tied up on Thursdays and Fridays. So, all right, listen, I just pulled into the dentist office. I got to go in and get a broken tooth looked at. Doesn't that sound like so much fun? Lloyd, have a good one, buddy. Keep that steady up. Richard, just have fun, boss. 73 is K4BWA. I'm gone.
WJCA.